Hello, my name is Alan Lyon of Snow College, and welcome to this edition of 365 Days of Astronomy. Woohoo! This podcast is brought to you by hydrogen, helium, carbon, oxygen. You get the picture. We'll now have some introductory thematic music.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. Yo ho, it's hot. The sun is not a place where we could live, but here on
someday, those musicians will be stars. Far different from the stars we'll be talking about today. Tell me today is our friends Napoleon and Kip Dynamite. Say hello.
It's about freaking time, gosh. You're like the idiots in Copernicus and Galileo's time. I think everyone in the universe revolves around them. You're just jealous because Alan gets to show off his knowledge about astronomy to babes all day. Shut up, that's not even related to the podcast. Gosh!
Guys, seriously, calm down. We're still live, remember? Anyways, Napoleon has a point about the people in both Copernicus and Galileo's times. People really did believe that we were the center of the universe, if not at least the solar system with the planets revolving around the Earth, what is called a geocentric system.
How are we going to do that? Are you going to interview the sun or something?
No, Napoleon, but the sun has been fundamental finding out more about our solar system and our galaxy. We'll be focusing on all these topics today, and don't worry, you'll each have your part. Back in the day, most Greek scholars believed, as we said earlier, that the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets revolved around the Earth. One of these early astronomers was Claudius Ptolemy, Ptolemy for short. So one of the main influences for this concept, called the Ptolemaic system. The system also claims that each planet moves in a smaller circle called an epicycle. The center of the epicycle moves in a larger circle called a deferent, which is centered on the Earth.
Those sweet epicycles explain the retrograde motion, where the planets seem to stop and change direction for a bit. They keep going, don't forget about that. Whoa, the Earth is in the center, that's pretty sweet. It's incredible. Wasn't Brad Napoleon because Copernicus and Aristarchus changed all that? Where's Napoleon? You don't even know.
Kip does have a point. Because of them, we have been able to move closer to knowledge of how our solar system really works. Aristarchus of Samos, as he was called, maintained that the Earth rotated on its axis and revolves around the sun as do the other planets, which would overtake each other like in a foot race from time to time. Nicolaus Copernicus was later inspired by this heliocentric model and saw more of its advantages, including the arrangement of the planets.
Oh, and he would call Mercury and Venus inferior planets, Mars and Jupiter and Saturn and superior planets because their orbits compared to the Earth. Man, you must have had some sweet math and observing skills to figure that out. I wish I had some good skills. Well, you wish. I've already looked it into for myself. We know I'm training my brain to become the next Johannes Kepler, much smarter than that Tycho guy. Oh yeah? What did Kepler do, huh?
Well, Napoleon, he had three laws based that Tycho's guys did about the orbits of planets, intervals of time, and my favorite, of the square, of the sidereal period, of a planet being exactly proportional to the cube of the semi-major axis.
Thanks for making me look like a freaking idiot.
Hey now, we're still recording. All right, as we're approaching the end of our show, there's one more important figure in astronomical history you need to mention. His name is Galileo Galilei, discovered by using a better developed telescope to help support a heliocentric model. This included the various phases of Venus and Jupiter and its moons. Though facing contradicting opinions and other religious beliefs, Galileo persisted to show his studies suggested heliocentric structure of our solar system, even the entire universe. Galileo was condemned to house arrest in his later years. This didn't stop the production of this new development in astronomical data in almost 2,000 years.
Good thing we have better telescopes now. I love technology. What now, Napoleon? Never mind. Let's go practice my dance moves.
Alrighty then. Well, thanks everyone joining us for this edition of 365 Days of Astronomy Podcast. This is Al Lyons signing off to some more thematic closing music. Happy stargazing!
We got Death Star.